Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
The Jewish holiday of Purim has always been one of my favorite days of the year. I love watching kids dress up in costume and the entire city of Jerusalem transform into a holy party. But several years ago at this time, the celebration of Purim was a different story. The morning before Purim, my 11-month-old baby woke up screaming. Picking him up and feeling his forehead, it was clear that he was very sick and needed a doctor immediately. I ran with him to the doctor's office where he was diagnosed with pneumonia. Returning home through Jerusalem streets, ringing with songs and celebration, it was impossible for me to get into the joyful spirit of Purim. When I got home, I gave my sweet son his medicine, put him to bed, and began cooking to prepare for the family celebration. But eventually, I broke down crying. It was all too much for me. How could I possibly celebrate when I was so worried about my son? Then, my 3-year-old daughter came innocently dancing into the kitchen. She took one look at my red puffy eyes and hugged me. "Mommy," she lovingly whispered, "you shouldn't cry. God commanded us to be happy today." Her words made me stop and evaluate the situation. She was right. The commandment to be happy on Purim was applicable during good times and bad. If we were only supposed to be happy when things were going right, the commandment wouldn't be needed. Today, I'm grateful that my precious daughter, through her simple words, was able to teach me the true meaning of Purim. With prayers for peace, I'm Yael Eckstein.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty and are unable to afford a single meal. Find out how you can help them during this Passover season at HolyLandMoments.ca.